Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Yeah, breakfast roll. Duna's in here. Brought the kitchen sink in with you as well.
No, I have my handbag because I know that I have one cough suite in there somewhere. So I've been searching for it through the rubble.
Let's set a timer and see how quick. Hang on a second. Let me get the timer. Don't go searching yet. Don't go searching yet. So this is Una looking for a cough suite in her handbag. And your time starts now. Go. She is now. This bag is outrageously large. There's one pair of glasses out. I don't know what.
Oh,
some sort of cream and sachet or something. Two bottles of spritzies.
Where are you?
Something else.
Come out.
Are they AirPods? I don't even go to ask what that is. Oh my God. Hairbrush. There you go.
Oh man. The lighting in here is super bad.
Can you not sniff it out? Oh my God, a pen.
What? Oh, where are you? I've really got a hankering for it.
Yeah,
I don't even have a cough. I just want that. I just want the cherry flavor.
37 seconds in
37
now.
37 and it's not. Do you want to have a look? Do you want to have a go?
I haven't got
it. Come on, put your hand in there. Won't bite.
I'm not up to date on my shots.
Come on, it's not going to bite.
No. And more cream. Oh, here we go.
Woohoo!
50 seconds, 0.46 to find the cough suite.
Nice.
And you've just spritzed yourself with something. Who knows what it is.
Yeah, that's an anti-stress check mood manager. That's my stress. I often...
Can you drink it?
Spritz that when I'm around you. Yeah. So
around me?
Yeah, dude. You're just, you know, I have no time. You're always at me to do things. You know,
it's our job.
I know, but I can do it. Like, you're just always like, oh, come on, Una, are you ready? Now? I've got things to be doing.
Yeah, but we've got to do our show.
I love it. I just, rush me. Wait. And I don't like to be rushed.
You've got the things
me.
That you like to need to do.
Yeah, like scroll.
Yeah. She's scrolling. Always feckin' scrolling. Always scrolling on social media. Very good. So I'm stuck trying to do Wordle this morning. I'm not having a great time.
Oh my God. Nobody cares about your Wordle.
I have a Wordle with my my family. So my mom and my sister, Sadie.
Her name is Sandra.
So I'm not doing good. I've got one guess left. Maybe you can help me out with this one.
I don't know how to play Wordle.
Okay. Doesn't matter, so I'm failing miserably as I don't know how to play Wordle. It's a 5-letter word in it. You just have to figure out what it is.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And I've got 3 letters and I don't know what the other letters are. So.
Okay, Nan. Well, what are the 3 letters? Tell me.
I don't want to spoil it for anybody who's playing Wordle today on the 29th. CLA, and then I've 2 more letters to fill in.
CLA. CLA.
I have claim. That's not it. Clack isn't. So I am and another C and K. You can't use.
But how do you know it starts with the C and the L?
Because they've come up green.
Okay, so yeah. Clark.
No, K and
clams.
M isn't allowed. I've already tried that one.
Clank.
No, I can't use the K. Anyway, as you said, I don't know how to play Wordle. Anyway, did you have fun today?
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, okay, let's get into it. We kicked off the show what our survey says.
Producer Donal, what have you got for us this morning, please?
My question today, 25% of people say they've done this before an important meeting. What is it?
They've done this before, how many percent?
Quarter of people, 25%.
I've done this before an important meeting. Mm. Come up with a list of demands to make your job easier.
Oh. Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Yeah.
But have you done that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. And how did it go?
It's after the show. I'll tell you later.
No, it's not the answer, no.
What would you like, Stephen, to make your job easier? Can I get a fuel allowance? No.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Can I work from home? No. All right, that's it.
God, love you.
Why do you want to work from home? I don't like the smell of eggs.
Don't start now with the eggs, okay? We get it. You're not supportive of my nutritional choices in the morning.
You're not supportive of anybody's respect in the building.
Yes, I am. And it's also freezing in here. Anyway, so it's an important meeting. So that would mean they're kind of nervous. Would you think? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe they had to go to the toilet a couple of times beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're nervous and...
Danger wheeze.
You just...
Danger wheeze.
Keep needing to wee.
Nervous poops.
And nervous poops, yeah.
Yeah. That is very real. Good thinking. No, that's probably higher than a quarter of people, I'd say. That's probably a higher percentage, you know.
Is it looked at yourself in the mirror and given yourself the pep talk?
No, it's kind of... along the lines, but it's not a pep. It's not, no. No.
No.
Okay. All right. I like your thinking, though, in it. Yeah. It's good.
Thanks very much.
It's great thinking.
I know.
It's not good. It's great. Mm-hmm. All right. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer to today's survey says from producer Donald this morning is?
A quarter of people say they've done this before an important meeting. What is it?
All right. Get your WhatsApps in. 087-110-2107. Producer Donald, our survey says question this morning on 087-110-2107. We're looking for some guesses to this question.
A quarter of people say they've done this before an important meeting. What is it?
All right, Tommy.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Hey, Tommy.
Just wondering, is it either say a rosary that they get the job, or actually book holidays, and then at the end of the interview say, well, I already have holidays booked for such and such days.
There you go. Is that it?
It's good thinking. No, it is not the answer, but I like this thinking again.
It's not for an interview either, is it?
No, but I mean, an interview is a kind of meeting.
It's an important meeting.
Yeah.
Which could be an interview.
Tommy, it's not an interview.
I thought you said interview.
No.
Not a meeting.
Yeah.
But anyways, same thing.
Yeah,
same
exactly.
thing. All right, okay. Is Tommy right? No.
He's not right, unfortunately.
All
no.
right, keep the guesses coming at 087-110-2107. The question is...
25% of people say they've done this before an important meeting. What is it?
All right. Okie dokie. Producer Donald, what was the question this morning?
A quarter of people say they've done this before an important meeting. What is it?
All right.
As at, you think of a list of things and you think of a plan and you have everything set in place, you walk in the door, you sit down, and everything goes out the window and you end up just bluffing your way through and fingers crossed you get the job. Liam, Donegal, all the best. God bless.
Thanks, Liam.
So relatable.
This is true.
That happens a lot.
Well, you have it all planned in your head and then you sit there and you have a brain fart.
Yeah, complete brain fart.
You see the people you're doing it to, like, oh, what am I doing? I don't know. Yeah.
Or if you take notes. I know only you're a fan of a handwritten note.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how to use a computer. I look at your notes sometimes and I'm like, this woman should be a doctor.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't read my own notes. That's really annoying.
Sometimes you're just sketching something random though.
Yeah.
Or doing a circle.
Una draws rude things on her piece.
No, I don't. I do. I doodle, but everybody doodles. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not in front of the boss when we're having a meeting, Una.
I do doodle in front of the boss.
Sitting there, a bowl of eggs in your lap and everything gone.
Good morning. It's the answer to the survey this morning that... a woman, I'm taking it, it's a woman is going into a meeting, freshens up her makeup and her lipstick and spritzes some perfume, especially if she knows the meeting is with some hot single men.
Geraldina, are you okay?
Go, Geraldina! Yeah!
It's not the answer, I'm afraid, Geraldina.
Great guy.
Outside the box thinking, well done, yeah.
Morning, iRadio. Is it...
Hey, Craig.
...going for a meeting with HR and talking about Wendy's?
There you go, Una.
I feel that was directed at me, Craig.
No one else has ever done that, I don't think.
Yeah, that happened. Talked about Wendy's. No, that was so mortifying. That was so... And you know, I did something yesterday that was also so mortifying. I'll talk about it later
on. We'll talk about it later on, yeah. Una's mortifying life.
Yeah, it is, like...
It's going to be on your bookshelves for Christmas.
Yeah. Morning, iRadio. Donna here in Cavan.
Donna... Miel Flower, how are you?
Would it be 25% of people before an important meeting review their contract or their terms and conditions?
Right.
You know, so when they go into a meeting, if something is demanded of them or something is requested of them in these important meetings, that they have the evidence to say, well, that's not actually my job. Okay, thanks. Have a nice day, guys. Bye.
Yeah,
I know if it's not your job, but it's also nice to kind of like do a little bit of extracurricular activity. You know what I mean?
Knowledge is power.
You know?
Yeah. Know your contract.
Oh, right, yeah. CNCS Potentia. Yeah.
All right. It's not the answer.
We get one more fun guess.
Go on.
Is it that they have had a nervous poo before they went into the meet?
It's got to be it.
No, it's not. That must be a higher percentage.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, but we need the answer, please, Donald.
Actual answer, 25% of people... This one surprised me. 25% of people say they practice facial expressions in the mirror, like looking interested and...
looking interested!
Oh, my
that
God.
That is a good point before they go into meetings, yeah.
That
yeah.
is painful.
You should do that, Una.
No, because I just mess it up and I would overdo it.
Is that why you always just look confused at a meeting?
No, I'm... Yeah,
you look
generally.
Like you're trying to do multiplications in your head.
Breakfast rolls. If this was the what?
Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
If this was if you could, do you remember scratch and sniff stickers?
Yes.
If you could scratch and sniff where you listen to this podcast now, it would smell like a the inside of a drawer in a pharmacy.
Why? Because the excuse me.
Yeah.
Because of my cough sweet.
And your handbag, whatever you've sprayed in here, you literally, it smells like a pharmacy's drawer.
It doesn't smell like a pharmacy. I'll tell you what it smells like. When you go into one of those crystal shops where you get your crystals and all
You can't go into them. It makes your head dizzy.
Yeah. No, I'm okay around crystals. I kind of sway. I'm very sensitive to them. It's I can't go into antique shops.
Because
the energy just... I can't, like, it pulls me and drags me and I'm like, oh my God, I feel all the energy.
What?
And I, like...
Is it not just the smell of must?
Mm-mm. I have to go home and have an Epsom salt bath afterwards to get... to get rid of all the bad energy. I'm not joking. I do not go
anywhere.
Why is
it bad? Why is it bad energy?
Because we don't know. So just say there is, like, an old dresser from the 1960s and bad things could have...
Okay, so when you were in my kitchen, did you get bad energy?
No.
So the dresser that's in our kitchen is 200 years old.
Yeah, okay, but that's only one thing. And when you go into an antique shop,
and then
there's
loads. When you go into the rest of the house, so the house is over 200 years old. When you get to the rest of the house, we have old furniture in there and old bits and bobs from like hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, but they could have been saged or anything.
No.
Yeah, and it's not. Excuse me. All like hundreds of old things in one place.
It is.
It's not.
The place is full of old ones.
Yeah, like yourself.
Go on.
Old things.
Who was playing? Lisa from Athlone was having a go at Rhyme It today.
She was brilliant.
She was great crack. Let's see how she got on.
Pink on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take a hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Sing it, Lisa. Pink on the spot, you're up against
the clock.
Don't take a hit,
you
gotta
rhyme
it.
It's clock,
Una.
I said clock.
Clock, Una. Not other words, Una. Yeah. Now, too early for that.
What? Yeah. I didn't say any bold words, Lisa. Don't be coming
How
on
are
here
you, Una?
I'll be getting in trouble now. Yeah.
You will.
you are looking forward to this weekend because the weather's going to be a little bit cooler because it was too hot for you, was it?
No, I love the heat, but I mean, not when you're minding 22 four-year-olds. It's, you know, it's not easy work, like, do you know what I mean? And the heat and no aircon or nothing, so
God
yeah.
God bless us and save us.
But, God bless us and save us, is right.
22 of them, you said. Wow.
22 of them. I know you have two. Just add another 20 to that, Una. I tell you.
Once you've two of them, what's 22?
20 more.
You know?
22. What's another 20 on top of that? Exactly.
God,
yeah. Una wants to know, do you want to swap jobs for a day?
No, I don't.
If I can go on iRadio for the day, absolutely. Absolutely, I would.
Let's organise it.
No way.
Working. I'll hold you to that, Cooper.
That would be amazing. I would love to see you in the 22 four-year-olds.
Oh my God.
Not a bother to you, Una.
What?
It's a bother, Una. No problem.
You could just like throw iPads at them, throw them snack bars, give them Skittles and Red Bull and
Skittles
stuff.
Skittles and Red Bull.
Yeah.
No,
do you ever tell them to go...
You'd have to turn into Spider-Man and be climbing the walls. Oh my God.
Well, can't you tell them to be in a colour? Like, be in a colour. Go to sleep.
Not at all. You can't just
They're
say, Una, go to sleep, and they all go to sleep.
Exactly.
Like, if I said to you, Una, go to sleep now, you'd be gone.
I would be gone, yeah.
Lisa, I've never seen anybody fall asleep in any situation quicker than anybody than Una does. When we were flying to Liverpool last year on the airplane, literally, Una went, right, lads, I'll see you on the other side, and then closed her eyes, she was gone.
Yeah, because I'm so tired all the time.
Yeah.
You know what it's like, Lisa.
Una, I know. Yeah. I know exactly what it's like, exactly.
Yeah, busy mum of twins. You're a busy mum of...
22 of them, Una.
Yeah.
You cannot mention this at all now. You can't.
No.
I don't know why you can't tell them to be in a colour. Like when I was in school.
I wish I could.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate.
You can't tell two of them to be in the colour.
What? Oh, no, but I mean, yeah, that's that is true, yeah. That's true.
Right. That is true, is right,
the
exactly.
The score to beat Lisa on Rhyme It is 9. Adele has that at the moment.
Oh, sweet Jesus. 9? Oh, I'm going to just hang up now.
Do you want to even bother?
You believe in yourself, Lisa. You look after 22 four-year-olds. You are a powerful woman.
Oh my God!
Full
stop.
Of nonsense.
I'm not full of nonsense. She's powerful.
She's powerful.
Yeah, she looks after.
Now, Una, I don't do that on my own. I do have help. Thank God, I work with great girls, so that's the only saving grace.
Oh, for credit ahead, Lisa. Give yourself a bit of credit.
Yeah.
I know. Go me.
You will have 30 seconds to answer as many of these questions, and each answer will rhyme with this word.
Grey. G-R-E-Y. Which would be the colour of my hair if I had to look after 22 of them.
Yeah. All right,
your hairdresser must be busy, Una.
Hey!
Flat to the max.
I'm joking.
Lisa!
I am joking, Una. It's Friday.
Lisa, it's the only thing that Una has a calendar for.
My hairdresser. Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth, is right.
All right, you're 30. Okay. Did you get the word, by the way? Grey.
Grey.
Yes, I did, grey. Right. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
30 seconds start now.
When you get a fine, you have to what?
Pay.
The marked lines I struggle to park in. A parking what?
Lines. Oh, no. Pass.
When someone is annoying you, you tell them to go where?
Away.
When you go to a church, you will do this.
Pray.
If a tooth starts to rot due to bacteria, it's called
decay.
What? If
decay.
You slow
decay.
Dance with someone, you hold each other and what?
Oh, God, I pass.
You need to have your tax disc on what on your windscreen?
Time is up.
Oh, my God, that was awful.
It really was.
Yeah.
It was. Well, cheers, Cooper. Rocking in my lunch.
Listen.
Grey, could you not have picked a different bloody word than grey?
Yeah, anyway. Donald.
Yeah, Donald. Yeah, Donald.
Come on, Donald.
That's it. We're going to ring Donald back now.
I wouldn't have said it was a hard word, but there you go. He's different people for different...
Donald, grey, above the same colour as the sky today. Seriously, there's easier words than that, like.
Sorry, Lisa.
Great. Now, to be fair, it is a very simplified word. Like, do you know
what I mean? Exactly, I know.
Listen, Camille, you got four.
That's not too shabby.
Oh, that's great. That's not too bad.
It's shabby if you wanted to try and beat 9, Una.
I was not a hope. Fair play to that fellow who got 9.
Yeah.
James.
Sorry, yeah. I had a Dell
okay,
written down
so
here.
What's the marked lines I struggle to park in. Thanks for writing that, Donald.
It was a parking bay.
Sorry.
What else did you get wrong? Oh, yeah. If you slow dance with someone, you hold each other and sway.
Throw that word ever.
That was a bit of a tricky one, all right.
It was a tricky one, Una, yes.
Lisa, listen, you're an absolute legend.
Thank you so much. Us the lols. Thanks, Lisa.
Not at all. Listen, have a great weekend. Love the show.
Yeah, tell all those kids to have a great weekend too as well, all right?
I will. Lovely talking to you.
Make sure they scream so loud they give you a headache. All right.
Oh, stop it, please. All right, just pray for me. All right, have a nice weekend. Bye.
Are you on my TV? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. I could not wait to tell you this and show you the picture of what we're about to reveal here.
Oh my God, justice has been served. I feel vindicated. And never, ever, ever shall Donald Scally be allowed to slag me again.
Never. Why though? This is why. Una, I have been dying to tell you this because something happened yesterday and you weren't here to witness this, and it wouldn't be the type of thing that you would notice either. Yeah. But when it did happen, I was absolutely delighted, and that was what do you usually get a hard time for on a daily basis that you get judged on? You're like, what? There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong with that? What's
my parking?
Exactly. I'm going to send you a picture.
Warranted, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, no. It's...
Oh, Tonal. Yeah. Sally, you back off.
He's going to kick off now.
I've just sent you a picture, Una.
Okay, it's coming through.
Can you open pictures? Yeah.
Can you open that picture?
Yeah. I see the picture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Una thinks the parking is fine.
Oh, I see it now. I was like, what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, my God. Donald Scally, you would fail your driving test if you were to do that on the test. You, my friend, have your arse on the curb.
The back left tire is slightly on the
slightly
curb.
On. Slightly on. It couldn't be more on.
But here's the thing. You always give Una a hard time. I say, like, the car park is empty when you arrive and you can always take up two spaces. You literally are first to arrive and have the car park to yourself and you got your back wheel on the curb. What is... So, this apologize is, to that
apologize.
Lady.
Apologize. This is karmic.
But this can't make sense when Una does it every day.
I've never gone on the curb. I have never gone on the curb in this area. Never once.
Because it's not curbed next to where you park.
No, that's shocking behavior. Oh my God.
Who are you going to go to?
I'm going to ring the guards. Not the guards, but someone.
I don't think they'll do anything about parking.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed to be on the curb like that.
We'd ring the guards on you every day if that was a thing.
That's a disgrace. You should be ashamed of yourself. Oh my God.
Well ashamed of yourself.
We thought that would make you happy.
That's the universe now coming back to you. Yeah, that's for all the slagging me. Oh, karma, I love you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
Yeah.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I'm getting it off your chest today. Somebody wasn't too happy about somebody not cooperating with public displays of affection.
Yeah, the lack of PDAs was giving sus vibes. And to be fair, I agree.
We did get messages in afterwards that we didn't get to. Somebody says, oh, did we get to the one about bring them on holidays? Did we get to that one?
No, I said that.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm the smart person here.
One cough sweet and suddenly she's the smartest person in the room. All right, here's Get It Off Your Chest.
Right, get it off your chest, you know. Who's doing what now this morning?
Okay, this is from Rachel. Hey, guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm starting to think my boyfriend is allergic to any form of affection in public. Okay. Behind closed doors, he's lovely, really affectionate, no issues at all. But the second we're around other people, it's like we've become distant cousins.
Stop mentioning cousins in front of Jodel.
We'll get him going.
We don't have time for this, go on.
No kissing, no holding hands, and apparently even sitting on his knee in public is too much. The other day I tried to hold his hand walking through town and he actually looked around like I just committed a crime. At first I thought maybe he was just shy, but now it's getting to the point where I genuinely feel like he's embarrassed that I'm his girlfriend whenever other people are around. I'm not asking for a full on movie scene in the middle of Tesco, but surely a hand hold isn't outrageous. What do I even do about this without sounding needy? Well, ditch him.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, that's get it off your chest if you want to get it. Okay, so this person isn't a fan of public displays of affection. Or
yeah, but I mean, what? There's not like holding hands.
Holding hands is
It's a flag. I'm sorry.
If they won't hold your hand?
Yeah, for me, that would be a flag.
Okay.
I mean, holding hands isn't really a public display of affection. Shifting the face off each other and putting your arms around each other and sitting on laps and, do you know what I mean?
Sitting on laps and wearing the face off each other is a bit OTT when it comes to PDA. Do you not think so? Like, you wouldn't just lob the gob. Like, you're in the supermarket, you see something in the middle line, you're like, oh my God, they have the new strimmers.
No, you're not going to do that in a supermarket, but when you're out, like when you're, you know, in a nightclub or wherever, a concert or sitting in a park.
Lobbing the gob in the middle of the park.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Right. Showing love.
Let's see what everyone else thinks. 087-102-107. Did anybody else get electrocuted? Just say. All right. Public displays of affection, yay or nay? Or what is too much and what is just the right amount of affection that you need to display? Get it off your chest this morning. We're getting a really good reaction on this on 087-102-107. Who is saying what this morning?
This is from Rachel. She says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm starting to think my boyfriend is allergic to any form of affection in public.
Damn.
Behind closed doors, he's lovely, really affectionate, no issues at all. But the second we're around other people, it's like we've become distant cousins. No kissing, no holding hands, and apparently even sitting on his knee in public is too much. The other day I tried to hold his hand walking through town and he actually looked around like I just committed a crime. Okay, this sentence for me, here is where I'm finding the flag. At first I thought maybe he was just shy, but now it's getting to the point where I genuinely feel like he's embarrassed that I'm his girlfriend whenever other people are around. I'm not asking for full-on movie scenes in the middle of Tesco, but surely a handhold isn't outrageous. What do I even do about this without sounding needy?
Okay. 087-102-107. What do you think? So, like, is it something to worry about? Maybe it's just some people aren't into public displays of affection.
But holding hands, I would not classify holding someone's hand as a PDA. You're just together. You're just holding hands. You're just. Mm. It's just a signal.
Ah, you just said that it's not a PDA, and then you says it's a signal. That is a signal. Is a
no. It's a signal display. To one another. It's a signal to one another that, you know, they love each other, and love is important.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, and this sentence here: the other day, I tried to hold his hand walking through town, and he actually looked around like I just committed a crime. That now, no. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. No.
Okay.
Because look at what this is doing to you. You're upset by this. Either say it to him or ditch him.
It's eating you up inside. Mm. What are you saying? 087, 1102, 107.
Speaking from the other side of the coin, I'm in the same, well, not the same situation because it is what it is, but I'd be like that with my wife. I'd be very, you know, I'd be like affectionate and, you know, want to give her a hug or a kiss when we're out, but she doesn't like it. So it just makes her feel uncomfortable, the whole PDA thing. It's just not her. So, you know, it is what it is. You just, once she loves you and you love him, or it doesn't really matter. It is what it is. Some people just aren't up for that sort of crack. If you're feeling that need, explain it to them, but take it when you get home. It doesn't need to be in public.
It's a fair point. It's like you don't need to do it in public. It's like it's not necessary. But if you know that you love each other, you don't necessarily have to like start.
But he knows his missus loves him because they're married. That's his wife. These aren't married. So she doesn't, like, this sounds like a new enough relationship. She doesn't know his feelings for her.
Okay.
I can completely understand, like, the affection and all in shops and all that. There's no need for people to be kissing the faces off each other.
Boo. No, there's not. There's Boo. Not. No, you're right. There's not.
But the fact that she went to hold his hand and he looked around to see, yes, did anybody see, yeah, is suspicious. That's, yeah, a huge red flag. Like, yeah, who was, mm-hmm, he afraid was going to see it?
Okay, sorry, that was...
Oh my God, he could have two girlfriends.
Oh my God.
That's it. We've uncovered it, Rachel.
Or maybe she's the side piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he could be married.
He could be.
Yeah.
This is dangerous. I'm sorry. There's flags everywhere,
right,
Rachel.
Okay, no, it may not be that. Maybe it's just that they don't like public displays of it. Oh my God. You need to stop reading those dirty books.
Do you know what I mean? Seeing somebody else maybe, and it was afraid that they would see it. To me, it wasn't even an embarrassment of holding her hand. To me, it was he was hiding the fact that he was with her.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, keep your messages coming. 087 1102 107. Get one more here.
What's a red flag is her wanting to sit up on him in public? Get your own chair. Why do you want to sit up on top of him?
His lap is so comfortable. Okay, let's see what you think. 087 1102 107. I don't mind the whole. I don't like. Yeah, getting your. You know, getting stuck into it, like on the street or in the nightclub.
You
or
got stuck into it with Lisa in front of me one day.
Jesus H. Christ. When?
You did. When I was at your house, when we were going to a gig, and then you just went and lobbed the gob right in front of me. I didn't know where to look.
Huh? That's in my own house.
Yeah, but I was there, so it was technically like...
You were trespassing. You were looking in the window.
I was.
I remember it well. The dogs were barking. Get it off your chest this morning, creating lots of different points of opinions here. And people like either liking or not liking public displays of affection, Una.
Yes, but I think there's a middle area as well here. So I feel bad for Rachel because her fella basically doesn't want to touch off her in public. He says, but she says behind closed doors he's really affectionate. But the other day she tried to hold his hand walking through town and he actually looked around like I just committed a crime. Mm. So I think this is very sus. And I think that Rachel, I'm sorry to say this now, you could be the other woman. I think you could be in a relationship with someone else.
I know, Una.
He looked around. You wouldn't look around if your girlfriend came up to hold your hand. You're not going to be looking around saying, oh my God, who's going to watch me? Who's going to catch me here? Do you know?
Yeah, well, maybe he's just not comfortable with public displays of affection.
Holding hands, I don't think, classifies as PDA. That's the hill I'll die on.
Okay. It is
shifting the face off each other like you did with Lisa in front of me that day is definitely a PDA.
Listen... We were leaving to go somewhere.
True story.
I gave my wife a kiss goodbye.
Oh yeah, man, there was tongues. I was like, don't you hear this in front of me?
Stop it.
God almighty.
Stop it.
The dogs and all were even mortified.
Well, it was even weirder. You were standing there looking at us.
I was, and I just got a glimpse of a tongue and I ran out the door.
Yeah, right. All right, okay. 087 1102 107. You're such an exaggerator. It's unbelievable.
So I think one needs to get a bit of a grip. Like some people just
go on,
are not paper for holding hands. I don't see the sense in holding hands and walking around the shop. Like, do you walk around the house holding hands?
Do you walk around the house holding hands?
What's the need to do it in the shop? Are you claiming your property or something?
Put a bell and a tag on them.
It's just a bit odd, like, I don't know. Not odd, well, yeah, I find it odd, actually, that adults need to go around holding their hands. That's what you do with kids, you know? So, yeah. Are they going to get lost or something? Is he going to drift off on his shoulder's hand? Just ease off there, love, you know? Take a breath. He's not going anywhere.
Wow, people are so divided on this. It's a good point there, actually.
Love it, love it. He's going to get lost. He's going to get drift off. I think, though, I think how, like, it's not something you would do all the time, but it's nice that when you do, if you are walking around or you're out doing whatever like that, not around the shops, but if you're, like, you know, out, like, walking through town and you hold hands, there's actually a connection and you can feel it.
It's a human connection. Yeah, it's lovely. It's really nice. I think I have this solved. I think, Rachel, you need to go on holidays with this man. And if he's different with you in a foreign country and he holds hands with you, no bother, and he's kissing you and there's tongues and everything in front of people, then he definitely, there's something going on at home. There's another lady involved. That's the hill I'll die on.
And if he doesn't give you the public displays of affection, or if he is what you say, that means that while you're on holidays, you can just get rid of him and find someone else over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Who likes to get the wettest?
You do.
So you've the dirtiest mind. Fridays we play Spits and Giggles.
It's time to get wet because it is time for Spits and Giggles.
Happy Friday. You're getting water in your mouths. I play your clips. If they're funny, you spit water over each other. The winner is the one that is the most wet because that means the other person has laughed and spat more. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to play? Mm-hmm. Water in your mouths. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Number one. Australian breakfast TV presenters here talking about men with beards being sexy, like you say. They say you either have good beard DNA or you don't.
I tell you what, I'll grow a beard. Yeah.
Beard in the jeans. You didn't like that one. Well done. Clip number two. Pets on TV shows are always unpredictable, especially when they get into your wardrobe. Held it well, Una, held it well. Now to the Today Show, discussing their favourite fillings, and a certain presenter got a bit carried away.
I'm a meat and potatoes girl. Yeah. Sometimes, as you know, I just stick my fist in and go for it.
Yeah. Una's gone. 1-0 to Cooper. How are you feeling, Cooper?
Where's he going?
I didn't even get you.
You got the leg.
Number four, more water, brilliant. Thank you, fill your cheeks. Gino DiCampo wasn't happy that his authentic Italian carbonara was being compared to a British version on British breakfast.
If it had, like, ham in it, it's closer to a British carbonara. You know what I mean?
My grandmother had wheels, she'd have been a bike.
Managed that well. Mm-hmm. Number five, last clip. We know that names are sometimes hard to pronounce while on air. We have this issue. Here is an unfortunate example of how it can go so wrong.
We're joined now by the Oracle on everything Kitty Flanagan. You know, Kitty, you don't have to worry about my job.
Well, you keep calling it Kitty.
Yeah. 2-0 to Cooper. Una just couldn't hold it in there.
Once again, I am the wettest.
There's a lot of spittle mixed around with that one as well.
Oh, really?
I swished it around.
Cooper, you choose.
You got my
the last...
DNA. You're so lucky.
You choose the last song. It's definitely over. Well done.
I'm soaked.
Backwash, baby.
Just to get to pick the last song of the show 3 weeks in a row.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There you go.
That's breakfast rolled.
I'm done with you now. I'll see you on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, that's it. I can go now, master. Yes, yeah, that yeah. Okay.
Go and do the rest of whatever
I'm going
to
have to
do
now. All the serious work that I do.
In news today.
You know the way you've taken the weather off me to give to the kids.
Yeah.
Could you do the same with the sport and the traffic? Maybe the news as well.
Give it to the kids.
Yeah.
Be brilliant.
Give it to the kids.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And in breaking news today, Christopher in my class got himself the best Pokemon pack ever.
In breaking news today, my brother Jamie did the biggest, smelliest fart ever. And it nearly gave me an asthma attack.
In breaking news today, I saw mom kiss dad. Ew. All right. That's definitely not going to happen. Mm-hmm. All right, well, then again, maybe it might. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for hanging out. Like, share, subscribe, whatever you need to do to get notifications of this podcast. Share it with your friends. Thank you so much for listening. And if you listen to this before the bank holiday weekend, yup, have an amazing bank holiday weekend.
Have a belter.